I spoke to the players at half-time about getting the second goal, and I seriously thought, with both teams not particularly playing for anything other than a bit of pride, that a 1-0, I just thought if we get the second goal, go 2-0, it could be 3-4 and 5. The mood that we were in today, I thought we attacked very well. I thought we used the ball very well going forward. Certainly Andy Drury and Danny Bullman were bossing the midfield. But we had chance after chance, and it's exceptionally frustrating for everybody that was here today, fans, substitutes, management team, directors. There was nothing we could do about it. We just had to all sort of sit and suffer and watch us miss chance after chance, and we should have put the game to bed. And you're always likely to concede one at one stage, you know, which certainly let Bristol straight back in the team, and then we got into a situation where we could have possibly lost it, which would be not the way to finish the season. But I have to agree with your original statement that that really is, that sums up our season very well, I think, under Richie and myself, you know, in games that we've dominated and should have won.
14th place, I'm sure you'll say the old cliche, the table never lies. That's probably just about right, isn't it? Threatened to do well, but just short in some areas.
Yeah, but at least we know that. I think, you know, there's many parts of our game that are very good. Defensively, we look very, very sound. Look very sound today. Paul Jones didn't really have a great deal to do. In the first half, he came off his line very well. He came and caught a few crosses very well, had good hands. But generally, we didn't have too many problems defensively, and that was very sound. We protected our defence quite well. As I said, Andy and Danny dominated the midfield for 75 minutes. Guillaume was always a threat down one side of the pitch, and Michael Jones has put in another good stint again, like he has done all season. But when you get chances, you need to put them away, win matches. And certainly when I look at the performances of Wolverhampton Wanderers, Leighton Orient in particular, Preston North End, when they've had opportunities, they've scored. And we certainly need to get that side of our game better for next season.
And of course, breaking news, you've signed a new contract and you're already here for next season anyway. But that's a big statement, obviously, that you like it here, and obviously the club approve of the job you're doing.
Yeah, we thought long and hard about it. Both parties have been discussing it now for a few weeks. And we just wanted to make sure that that it was right in the manner in which we were doing it, and the timing, of course. So it was something that I had considered for a while. I spoke with a few of my people, and we came up with the right arrangement. And it's a commitment, obviously, to both parties for 2 years, starting from the 1st of July. I've been very happy here. I obviously asked the questions about next season and about budgets and the chances of us being able to improve the squad. And once they were answered in the manner in which I wanted them to be answered, then obviously I had no hesitation. I've been very happy here. It's a fantastic football club. Supporters have been brilliant towards me, and the players themselves. They've supported all of us, even during that, as I said earlier on, during that rough 6 weeks when we lost six matches on the trot. I beg your pardon, 3 weeks when we lost six matches on the trot. They were still there behind us, so it wasn't really a difficult decision for me to want to stay. So we signed before the game today. And everything's done and dusted now, and I look forward to having a lot of success over the next 2 years.